What happened, mate? Just got us choked.
In the handball comp, yeah. I think it was a distance thing, and the target's quite low. We get in trouble for handballing at the feet, so we're not used to handballing with that sort of range. But the boys were good. I think they'd said they'd never handballed before, but I don't believe it.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
This weekend, Essendon, what do you make of them this season? They've had some great wins, but they've also had some poor performances. How do you approach them?
We're going to approach them the same as every team. I think they've had some good wins, like you said, but the competition's quite open. You know, they say Geelong lost on the weekend to Collingwood, and Sydney haven't been traveling too well either, but everyone's been winning and losing at different stages, and I don't think we can take Essendon lightly at all. They've got some fantastic players, and Joe Danaher's in great form, and it'll be a good contest for us.
Just on Joe Danaher, all the talk in Melbourne this week has been about his kicking, about whether he needs to fix it or change it. How do you see that from a defender's point of view with guys? Do they need to stick with their routine, or do you think that maybe he could change it? Or?
I mean, I don't have too many shots at goal. I had one on the weekend and missed, so I'm probably not the first person who's talking about routines and things. But I guess I'm sure it's something that he'll work through. I think he had 7 shots on the weekend, so it's a bit of an anomaly for him to keep 1-6. And I think if he's having 7 shots every week, they'll be happy with that and his form will turn around. So whether it's a routine for him or just a one-off, I'm not too sure, but I'm sure he'll be fine.
When a guy's struggling like that, do you ever sledge him, or do you get told to sort of give him a bit, or do you get told not to do that at all, or is it dependent on the player?
It depends on the player and depends on the individual who's playing against them. So it's always tough to sledge forward because they kick a couple and then you're on the back foot already. So I just try and play my role as best I can and keep quiet.
How's it been having the extra week at home this week, or having to travel in between? Do you feel like you've freshened up?
It's good to have a few weeks at home. I don't think it really matters whether it freshens us up or not, really, because we travel every second week and we're used to it now. And it's nice to be able to have, because it ends up being 3 weeks at home. But as far as recovery, really, it's not a big deal. So it's nice to be around the family and stuff for a while, but that's about it.
We asked you at the start of the year about rebound from defence and how you were going to get better. Do you feel like you've improved in that area with Lockie well playing well and Michael Johnson back in some form as well?
I think we have. I think we're moving the ball out of our D50 a bit quicker, at least. Lockie Weller's been a big contributor with that, and obviously Michael Johnson's been in good form too. So I think we're making some good steps forward. We're not 100% perfect just yet, but I think we're definitely improving, yeah.
You drifted forward a bit near the end of the last game. Is that something that's going to happen a bit more this year, or how do you see that?
I don't think so. I think it was just for the end of the game, we switched a few guys around, and Griffin Logue had a go playing on Josh Kennedy, and Tommy Sheridan played on Lacroix for a while. I think it was just something that Ross wanted to do and give the boys a bit of learning down back and just switch some positions around a bit.
Joel had his hands full with Josh Kennedy last weekend. You need to give him a bit more help. He seemed to be isolated one-on-one quite often last week.
Yeah, he was isolated a little bit, and Josh is a fantastic player. We obviously could have helped him a bit more where we can. We had a look at a bit of our vision during the week and how we could have helped Joel a little bit more. So, a focus for us. We don't want isolation, obviously, one-on-ones in our D50. So where we can help, we'll try and do it better.
Those guys like Joe Danaher and Kennedy to a degree as well, the really long guys with a big reach, kind of almost ruckman size, are they really hard to defend one-on-one now?
They are. It's difficult. Joel's a reasonably tall guy and he's got quite a good reach as well. But Joe Danaher's almost a ruckman himself, really. So it creates different challenges, but it just, like I said before, you sort of need to help them where you can and try and stay away from having one-on-ones in the D50 as much as possible.
No surprise for you how well Jono's gone over the past month. You still would have thought he had that footy in it.
Michael Johnson, I really rate Jono. Obviously, I spend a lot of time with him playing as a defender, and we do our meetings and things together too. So I've got no doubt that he's capable of good footy still, and it's good that he's sort of showing it now the last few weeks especially.
Taking the derby out of the equation, how do you see the young players that have come into the team? Have they made a difference? Do you think it's been a good thing?
I think they have. It's always good when you get young players into the side and having some good wins as well. We've had Ed Langdon, Connor Blakely and Lockie who played quite a bit of footy last year when we weren't going so well, but they got a lot of experience last year from that, and you're starting to see now the benefits of that. So it's good for them to come in and have a few wins as well and play some good footy.